Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 12, dealing with difficult passages. Summary: what to do when there are difficult passages in the Bible. If we could understand every text at the first moment, this can't be the Holy Scripture, the Bible. It's so full of wisdom, so deep thoughts of God. We have to learn and learn and learn. If it were so easy, it would be as if you take your violin for the first time and after 1 hour you can play wonderful melodies. It can't be. It's too difficult. It takes many, many hours, many weeks, months, years. Years of training. Years of studying, and then you will get there. I like to be in the Alps, in Europe. Ah, these wonderful peaks, when you're up there, when you can look around, when you're high up, and then you can look so far and see all the other peaks. So the higher the peak, the longer it takes to get up there. And a peak is like a difficult passage in Scripture. When you see, ah, oh, that's high, then you can either get depressed, oh, I will never get up there, or when I'm up there, ah, oh, the view, ah, oh, it will be fantastic. And this will give you strength to go up there. You think of the few, you will have there. You look far ahead. Once I will be up there, and then. And the same it is with difficult passages. Take notes, write down the date, the question, and after some time, have a look again, and then you will see, huh, this was a question. How can that be? How can that be? This is so easy to answer. But some months ago, I was stunned and did not know what to do with this text. The more you study, the more you read, the higher the peak, the better the view, the greater the joy once you have got it. So all the difficult passages, they are a challenge, and you will be blessed, richly blessed, when you try to reach the highest peaks. Just go on walking. Step by step. With every step, you will get higher. It's not a jump from the plane to the top. It takes time. But you are rewarded with blessings, blessings, blessings. Look at the peak. When people want to climb the highest mountains on this planet, Himalaya in Asia, they prepare, they plan for months. And it takes many weeks for such an expedition. And it costs a lot of money. Why are they willing to do that? These are the highest peaks on Earth. And it's something for their soul to be up there once to be up there. It's so high. It costs so much. It takes so long. But it's worthwhile. It's fine to reach out for the highest peaks, the most difficult passages. One day you will be there, and then you will be happy.